Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, for Mexicali and Imperial Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. Good morning, good morning. Today we have a really good show. We have Amy Bingley from Public Health Department, and she has all these titles behind her, and I was just amazed. She has a doctorate in public health. She is a registered dietitian and a community health education specialist.
Very close.
Certified health education specialist.
Perfect.
And she is for the Public Health Program Planning and Evaluation Specialist.
It's still early in the morning.
Yes. Good morning. And welcome.
Morning. Thank you.
We have a good show. We're going to talk about today.
Obesity.
Why is it an issue? Why is obesity an issue?
And
why are we doing a show on obesity? I mean, there's been a lot of people that have been obese through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it such a concern now? And why do a show?
Well, I think one of the things is that we know over the last 30 years, obesity in childhood has tripled. So it's really becoming a major public health concern, as well as a concern in a variety of other areas, but particularly within public health. And we know with Imperial County specifically that just about 30% of our 2 to 5 year olds are obese or overweight. And then as we get to our 5 to 20 year olds, over 40% of those kids are overweight or obese. And we also know that those kids who are overweight or obese are more likely to become obese or overweight adults.
So do you have statistics on people that, let's say adults, as they're, this, right now you're saying it's just it's going up and up and up as the age goes up. So as adults, is it more?
Our adults, yes, there are more adults who are becoming overweight and obese. Mm-hmm. And what the experts are saying is that this might be the first time that kids outlive their parents, or parents outlive their kids.
Mm-hmm. Because of obesity?
Yes.
Wow. But there's, I mean, for me, you know, I see with kids, you know, you talked about kids, you know, you have, and I was one of them. I was a parent of a, you know, my child, you know, when she was born.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was, I think, 6'7" when she was born, mm-hmm. 6 pounds, 7 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the doctor said it was fine because of my height and, you know, I'm only 4'11", so. So that was fine. But I was just, you know, I see these babies sometimes that were born, and I was comparing. I was doing a lot of comparison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those round-cheeked, you know, chunky little huge legs and really fat little babies that just, and my daughter was never like that. She was just thin, but she was not, she never got, I just have to say, I made my first trip to the ER 2 weeks ago. So that was, I've never been to the ER with her. So that was the first time, but it was something minor. And what I'm saying is that she was healthy, but she was never, you know, a chunky little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always ask the pediatrician, is she okay? Is she eating enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is my daughter underweight? Because I have this perception of having a baby that was, you know, chunky and, you know, those huge legs and huge arms.
Mm-hmm.
So when do parents, I mean, parents can just say, you know what, that's healthy or that's not healthy. When does it become an issue or a concern?
For the parents?
For obesity. For you say, you know, yes, that baby is obese or that child is obese. And other people can say, no, they're just, you know, healthy.
Well, if a parent's concerned about their child's weight, what we encourage is that they go to their provider, their medical provider, and talk to them about it. You always want to go to your medical provider, talk to them about it. The provider will provide some screenings And then probably we'll do some assessments around eating and dietary behaviors and physical activity, and possibly be referred to an RD. So one would want to start, if there's a concern as a parent, mm-hmm. to talk to your provider.
Or, you know, maybe get educated, you know, just
absolutely.
Parents
sure.
get to see, you know, okay, what is healthy, what is
You're absolutely
not healthy.
Right. You're absolutely right. And there's quite a bit of information out there now that's available on the web, whether it's from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or from the Department of Public Health, that provides a variety of pieces of information mm-hmm. that is easy to understand, provides simple steps. There is the myplate.gov, mm-hmm. which talks about and provides a visual in terms of what my plate should look like relative to fruits and vegetables, proteins, and things like that. So there's a lot of things out there nowadays that can help facilitate and encourage parents to kind of look and see so that they can kind of take ownership and inform themselves of healthy choices.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUVO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.